The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers' quest to win the North Carruthers Division is entering the final stretch. The Junior C Hockey Club sits in third place, 6 points back of their rivals, the Alliston Hornets and Stayner Siskins. There are only 15 games left to go. Terriers head coach Dallin Telford says his team looked sharp in practice this week. "I was somewhat surprised to see how sharp we looked in our first practice since being off for 2 weeks," he said. "Usually there is some rust, but we looked energetic." The Terriers will play Stayner twice, and Alliston three more times leading into the playoffs. "Our goal right from the start of the season was to win the division," he said. "This team has never won the division before, and to be in a position where we are still in striking distance with 15 games to go, it shows that we are on track. Winning the division would also make the Terriers' road to the Schmalz Cup a little bit easier. To have more elimination games at homes definitely makes a difference," Telford said. "Our crowds tend to go up in the playoffs and our guys feed off that." Leading the Terriers in scoring this year is forward Mason Beck, who has 44 points in 25 games. "It's a career year for the five-year veteran who will age out at the end of the season. He's always been a point-per-game player," Telford said. "He'll be the first to tell you he's not the fastest guy on the ice, but he's very smart, he's got very good puck skills, and he's a good teammate." Beck attributes his success this season to more opportunities, coaching, and team play. "This year, the coaches have trusted me to be out there in the most stressful situations," he explained. "We have a good core team this year and we've really come together as a total unit, which has really helped all of us play our best." Beck says winning the Schmalz Cup in his final year would be unreal. "It would be spectacular," he said. "Especially because I haven't won too many things in my life." Beck believes the Terriers can finish strong in their last 15 games, which may be good enough to win the North Carruthers division. "We just need things to fall in line," he said. "We also really need to work hard and play our best." Also in their final year of junior hockey are forward Noah Mountain and defenseman Lucas Wessinger. "These are guys who have been here for 3 to 5 years, Telford said. "The younger guys tend to play a little bit harder for them, especially in the playoffs." Before the Christmas break, the Terriers were struggling to fill the seats at the Rotary Place in West Aurelia. During their last home game on December 16, only 169 fans entered through the gate. Telford is hopeful the community will rally around the team in the final months of the season. "There is nothing that fires our guy up more than when we go out onto the ice and there are a ton of minor hockey kids there waiting for them to give fist bumps and high fives," he said. "Our guys are still kids too, and to have an atmosphere like that helps them to believe in themselves more." Telford says any local hockey fan would enjoy a night out watching the Terriers. "This is the best hockey team that we've had in my 6 years here," Telford said. "They are good kids, we have some local kids on our team, and they play a fast and exciting brand of hockey." On Saturday night, the Terriers host the Penetang Kings, who are 1-2-1-3-1-1 on the season and sit in fifth place. Puck drop is 7:30 p.m. at Rotary Place. "They are much improved and will most definitely be a tough out," Telford said. "They've beaten three of the top four teams leading into Christmas, have made some recent player acquisitions, and they are well coached.